Good evening and welcome to the Women of Worth call for December. I'm Kathleen Peters and I will be your moderator. And tonight we have a special guest, Presidential Amanda Luttrell. Good evening, Amanda, and thank you for taking the time to join us tonight.
My pleasure, Kathleen. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, it's going to be fun to hear your story. I wanted to give all of our listeners a little bit of your bio. Amanda and her husband, Paul, they've been friends with my husband and I for a long time, and they have been on the associate council and helping to guide decisions. They're truly dedicated business leaders in Manitech. They have two children and four grandchildren. We were just sharing some thoughts about them. And they share the Manitech gifts with their family, too. I'm excited to tell you that Amanda will share with us tonight about her experiences with the M5M mission trip that she took to Guatemala this past year. So, Amanda, I'm excited to hear about what your experiences were. Can you share a little bit about that with us?
Absolutely, Kathleen. It was a life-changing experience. That's what I can tell you for sure. I have to tell you, I've been on a lot of incentives with Manitech, to Hawaii, on boat cruises, you name it, and I've been on them. But this trip, I don't know, it was different than any other incentive. And it was an incentive that got me to Guatemala. Manitech ran an incentive, and you had to have a certain number of sign-ins, and, you know, you had to really reach some goals to actually get pitched to go on the incentive. And it was funniest, oddest thing that when I first heard about it, I just kind of made a decision right in my heart. I thought, I am going on that trip. And it was so funny when they announced the winners and they said my name, I just wasn't shocked one little bit because I just knew I was going. And then as it got closer to going the trip, I got more and more apprehensive. It was the weirdest feeling. And the night before I was going, I was getting more and more apprehensive because everyone I said I'm going to Guatemala, all I heard was, oh, my gosh, it's so scary down there. And, oh, you're going to get abducted and a blonde and blah, blah, blah. It went on and on. And so I was really nervous going, well, my goodness, when we got there, first of all, Sarah had gone above and beyond to make sure that we were staying in the most beautiful places because she said, I want you all to fall in love with Guatemala like I have. She wanted us to see the good and the bad, you know. And so there was about 25 of us, including everyone from head office, and off we went. And the first day we went to a school. And you know what was so funny? These children were so happy, actually, and really quite well-dressed. I was kind of surprised about that, but they were, you know, everything is donated. And we watched them put our phytoblend into the children's food for the lunch. They were making the lunch in these huge, humongous vats of soup and different things that they were eating. And we watched them put, and they measured it out. They put a lot of product into the pots of soup. And there was probably, I think, maybe around 600 children there. And, you know, on their recess, all the kids went outside, and there was like one little soccer ball, whatever they were playing with, and they were all racing around after this ball like they had hardly anything at all to play with. And yet they were running, and they'd come up to you and throw their arms around you. And one of the funny things was we all went out that day, and we all had our orange bracelets on, you know, the M5M bracelet.
Right, right.
No one said anything, but when we all got back on the bus, not one single one of us had our bracelets on. And it's because the kids went and they asked
you
for
them. You had given them away. Oh.
And it was just so funny that everybody had done that, you know. But one of the things that crossed my mind when I saw this whole yard full of children, I thought to myself, you know, as a presidential, I am feeding this many children. That really hit home for me because you think, you know, you're feeding 600 or 1,000 or more, but you don't visualize it. And there they were. I had a moment to speak with the lady that was running that particular school, and I said to her, how long have you been here? And it was quite a while. So I said, how long has Manitech been here supporting you? And she said, 2 years. I said, have you seen a change in the children? She said, absolutely, positively. They got more energy. They're thinking more clearly. Their health was better. She said it's amazing what these products have done for the children. So then we went to another location, and it was more into the country. And where we stayed there, oh, my gosh, it was a monastery built in 1500, absolutely spectacular location. Mm-hmm. And so we got there, and then we went up to this little village. And this was more remote. And we actually got involved in helping process the food. You can imagine this. I don't know how many of you like peeling eggs. I don't like peeling eggs. Two's my knack. We peeled 500 eggs.
Oh, God bless you.
I know. These moms, the helpers at the school, they do that every day. They create the food. They make the food for these children every single day. So they peeled 500 eggs. And so what the children got for lunch was just like a ladle. It was like a tomato, looked like tomato soup, and a ladle of black, and that would be black bean soup, and a hard-boiled egg. And that might be their only meal of the day. So we had the honor of serving the children, and honestly, the thing that got me the most was I served this little boy, and he reached up and he gave me a candy. I mean, this is a child that had nothing, mm-hmm. and he wanted to give me a gift back. I got that candy. I'll have it for the rest of my life. It just touched my heart like you wouldn't believe. And, you know, the tears that flow out of your eyes when you're there, the emotion, I just can't even describe it. And the oddest thing, not odd, I guess, but these children are so happy. And they don't have anything. You know, we look at ourselves here, my grandchildren and where we live in North America, and heaps of gifts for Christmas and stuff. And honestly, when you compare the two, it's awful the way that we carry on. And you see these children. Now, another tour that we did, and this was probably the most powerful. There's this huge, huge, huge city dump. It's like miles wide and huge. Well, these families live in the dump. And what it is that why they live in the dump is they can go in, the families, the moms and dads, and even the kids work in there. They can go to the dump and then, you know, pick through and find things that they can clean up or do whatever and resell and make a little bit of money. And it was the oddest thing. We were standing just inside the dump, and then it's like a city in there. I mean, and of course, they're just living in tin shacks. And the moms would go and get the kids from school. And there's the kids with their little school outfits on. So they look, you know, little plaid skirts and looking very proper. The mom's got them by the hand, and she's walking them into the dump. And that's where they're going to sleep that night. It was just...
Oh, my goodness.
No, you can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. And then all the kids come in for their meals, and they all line up. They're so well-behaved. And they say their prayers before they get served. And they all say it together in unison. And then they go and sit down, and they wait patiently for their meals, and nobody starts eating until the whole table is served. I mean, they're just adorable. But I'm telling you, Kathleen, it changes your life when you see that. And I wanted to go because I wanted that to happen for me. I wanted us, you know, it's fine to say, oh, we send this and it's lovely, lovely. But until you see it with your own eyes, it's not real. And the kids are so adorable and so loving, and they just hug you because maybe some of them don't have parents and they just need that affection. But it was life-changing. And for any of you, when Manichek puts up the next one, give it your all to go, because it'll be the best incentive you'll ever go on. So,
it must have been hard to leave and not want to take them all in your suitcase with you.
Well, isn't
oh,
that
my.
The truth? Oh, they're so cute. And they put on little shows first. They were all organized for that. Oh, another part that reminds me. We all took gifts along. We were asked to, you know, take crayons and coloring books and whatever we could give.
Uh-huh.
And so everyone bought a ton, of course. And then when we got there, they said, the teachers were saying, would you mind if we just didn't give this all to the kids now? You know, we could take these gifts and we have a whole year with them.
Yes.
Exactly. So, but they did allow us to go into the kindergarten, two-class kindergartens, and they let us give gifts there. So one of the teachers said to the kids, okay, everyone put your head down and don't peek. And so we put our little gifts, you know, in front of them. And then the teacher said, okay, up the end. And this one little guy, he got, I think it was a coloring book. Well, he threw his arms around it and he kissed it and looked around and he had the biggest smile on his face. And then he'd put it down and he'd leaf through a few pages and then he'd pick it up and throw his arms around it again. You've never seen anyone so happy with that. It was just, I tell you, it was magnificent.
That's so amazing. Well, you know, the other thing, too, I'm thinking as you're talking, they have something that is theirs. They don't have to share it. They don't have to, you know, it becomes theirs. And that's unusual, I'm sure, in an area where there aren't a lot of, you know, where there isn't a lot of funds and money. That's just amazing. Now, Amanda, can you tell me how somebody can get involved with M5M initially with just the organization? And then maybe you can tell us how someone can get involved in a mission trip.
Well, first of all, of course, they're always looking for donations. And, you know, Sarah did tell us how much money would buy such and such. And I'm sorry I don't have those numbers to give you, but I'll tell you, any amount buys an awful lot of PhytoBlend.
Mm-hmm.
So just by giving $50, $100, $200, whatever it is, it will feed a lot of children. I'll tell you that. The other thing is, you know, how I felt about it was that if we would just get going with our businesses and work hard with our businesses, those automatic monthly orders is what is going to feed the children, you know? And so there's those two ways. You can either donate or you can get your Manitech business really going and just know, like I said, as a presidential, I knew that we were still feeding all those children in that field. This was such a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
And for those of you on the call, you can go to the M5M website, and basically you can send it to the M5M Foundation. And you can do it in someone's name for Christmas, or we did one when my mom passed away. So you can do a lot of donations different times of year also. But as Amanda said, that automatic order, that's the sustainable money. That's what they can count on with how many children they'll be able to take care of. Amanda, I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
I'm not sure what I was going to say, but I know Sarah did tell me, you know, at the moment, they're pretty maxed. Like, I think they're feeding 100,000. I think that's right. But they need more, as all, you know, all organizations that are doing this kind of good work. It's never enough. It's always never an end.
Of course.
But,
there's,
you know, there's
to feed.
Oh, my gosh, there sure is. And if we're going to get to our 5 million, we better get busy.
What did your grandchildren say when you came back and showed them pictures? I'm very curious. Did they have a reaction, or was one of your trips and they weren't aware of really that, you know, how it touched everything?
Yeah, you know what? I don't remember really going over in detail with them, but I had talked to them before that about M5M, and I'd gotten them their bracelets, and I'd made my grandson's a little bit smaller so it would fit his little wee wrist, but... And I explained to the kids how it worked, you know, and they were, they were quite taken with it. Children are very giving, and they've got that kind of giving spirit when they're young. You know, they haven't gotten jaded. And they love to hear about that. They just, I think they must learn in school about these things, too, you know, for sure. But anyway.
Wow. Well, you have lots of stories to share with them and pictures. What are your thoughts for what M5M is going to do in 2018?
Well, I would have to say that I think, I mean, all around the world, Manitech is exploding. And I think North America is really starting to pick up again. And so what will happen is as business flourishes, M5M will flourish. So, you know, it's all hand in hand. I think they did talk about doing another incentive for Guatemala. And so it hasn't been announced or anything, but I think you can watch for that. So when you say if people want to get involved in the mission, I know Sarah goes about 4 times a year. I don't know how to organize that, if you can just kind of decide you want to go and be involved. They love people to go. They love you to see firsthand what what's being done, the good work that's being done, because it does fill your heart and you've just got, you know, you just want to do more. But if they've got an incentive, I just encourage everyone to go for it because it'll be the best incentive you've ever been on.
Yeah, well, Sarah did send me some notes. Those of you that are on the call, Sarah is now on her honeymoon. She's gotten married, so it was a lovely time for her. But she did tell me that there are future incentive trips in 2018, and a lot of that might be being announced at Manifest. They're planning a fundraising gala for outside vendors to coincide with the Manifest at the Gaylord in Texas. That's one thing she had told us. And I'll give you a few highlights, then we can go back to whatever you want to add to that, Amanda. Basically, Sarah Bowen, she is the handling the foundation. And for those of you out there that might be new, M5M, the acronym stands for Mission 5 Million, which is to feed 5 million children a year. And right now, the updates, we are distributing over 1 million servings to partners, orphanages in South Africa, China, and Guatemala by this end of this month. So we are well on our way. 1 million servings is amazing. And like Amanda said, it's never enough, and our goal is 5 million plus. So that is why it's named M5M. And Sarah had traveled to South Africa with the M5M chairman, who is Landon Fredericks, and she is the M5M chairwoman, and Landon Fredericks, the Manatech chairman, Stan Fredericks. So all three of them went. And they were visiting schools and orphanages where M5M nourishes over 16,000 children. That's amazing. She led the first mission incentive trip that you were on, including 7 staff and 15 associates who won that incentive. And you partnered with organizations to view firsthand that difference that it's making. Some of the updates also is that the M5M is continuing clinical studies to show improvement in the children using the PhytoBlend, especially in Guatemala and in Guatemala City and other schools located in villages near there. And I remember at Manifest seeing they would show the difference of the children, and then a year, 2 years later, they had basically had their growth stunted at one point, and then what I was referring to is 1 or 2 years later, after that PhytoBlend, those Nanotech products, it showed their growth spurts. It showed that they were attentive in school, because basically the children, I think at a level of fourth or fifth grade, they just would phase out of going to school, and then they would start doing, you know, making baskets or weaving, and now they're staying in school, and a lot of them have gone all the way up into high school now that have been using these products for so long. So I remember that being impressive, Amanda, when we saw that it manifests the difference that just a year or year and a half had made in their growth. And the key is for these children to get it at a young age, because if they go through puberty, then sometimes if they're malnourished and don't have that, it does stunt their growth and, you know, as far as their capability for learning. So that's the beauty of what's happened with the PhytoBlend. I love the way you were telling us that you made a decision in your heart to do this trip. Give somebody out there a little fire and passion as to how that happened to you and how it can happen to them if they're at Manifest and someone's talking about this trip. You know.
Well, thanks for asking that, Catherine. It was just the oddest thing. I don't know. I think Lori was the one that announced it. And I just, you know, she says, who's going? And we all got our hands up, right? But when I got back home, it was, I had just made a decision I was going. It was like, it was, as Al would say, it's a done deal. I just decided I was going to go. I knew I had to get 10 sign up, I think it was. And as I got each name, I put it up on a board, so I was focused on it. And it was just my intention to go. It was like, I don't know how to explain it. It was just, I knew it was going to happen. It was just my intention. Sona, you know, Sona will talk about that. Whenever you've got intention, the mechanisms will come. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it was just, I don't know how to tell it another way. It's just that I was so intent on going that I never questioned it. I knew I was going to go. I made sure everybody knew that I was going. And like I said, when they said my name on Disney One Dot, I thought, well, I knew I was going. So that was that. So I guess it's just making up your mind about something. And then the universe just works its magic.
Yeah, you had your passion and you trusted in God's plan and created that to happen. And you, I love the way you said you had a board, because I know Philip and I have that now for Alaska. And when you have something visually in front of you every day, you put your prayers on it and you put the work and attention to it each day, taking it one step at a time, you can accomplish it. So we're at a place where, is there anything else that you might want to add, Amanda? You know, any ideas about how you found people for this contest, or is there anyone in your downline that you signed up that wants to go to the next incentive trip for M5M because of your experience? Are they on fire?
I had a lot that said, oh, I wish I'd done that. Like, you know, they didn't focus on it. I had one of my partners say, oh, I was going to go for that, and then I just sort of didn't get to it. Like, they just let it fizzle out. And mm-hmm. then they were so sorry afterwards. So it's just a matter of making that decision and really meaning it. And like you say, Kathleen, honestly, that's how we have to set all of our goals, is have intention, write it down, have it in front of you, you know, whatever your goals are. I think the one last thing I would want to add here is, as you mentioned just in your facts and figures you were giving, is that the PhytoBlend does make a difference, just like the Manitech products make a difference. And sometimes we can, you know, I've taken them for 21 years now, 22 years, and we can get lackadaisical about the power of our products, but they are powerful and they work and they have made a huge difference in these children. So we are on such a wonderful mission here. And so to find the people, that's easy. They are everywhere. Every single person you lay eyes on needs our products and perhaps our business. And so getting 10 people was not hard when I had intention to do that. So no matter what your goals are, if it's to go on an M5M mission or if it's to build your business, the people are there. You just have to open your mouth and have faith, and away you go.
That's a wonderful way to end. Thank you, Amanda. You have shared your heart, and I am not going to forget about that little boy that handed you the candy when you gave him a coloring book. As you said, he had nothing, and yet here he shared his candy. That's,
I know.
You know, we just take, like you said, we have so much and we think we need so much, and then you go to another world. My husband, Philip, had been involved in the Peace Corps in Guatemala. And the one thing he said that you were talking about, the children, their clothes were ironed and pressed and cleaned. He said the pride that they took in everything they did was amazing. You know, I mean, we have how many changes of clothes, and these children probably are lucky if they have two or three. And they're just so, they have so much pride in the fact that they have that. And, you know, when you described where people lived, we are just so blessed. And as we're entering into our Christmas season, I again want to remind you to think about giving a donation for M5M. You know, of course, like Amanda said, that automatic order is the most beneficial way because it sustains every on a monthly basis. But giving a certain amount, you know, think about giving that last tax deduction by the end of the year, and it'll be a tax write-off. And think about doing it in someone's name. And this way it'll benefit, you know, all the work that's being done for these children. So, Amanda, I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You really got me on fire to want to go. And those of us out there, I just want to remind you that our next call in January will be on January 17th, and we're going to talk about something that's going to be happening in the new year, a new year, a new you, and that's going to be an exciting thing to happen towards your business. So, Amanda, I wish you and Paul and your family a very blessed Christmas, and those of you out there, happy Christmas and joyous and peaceful. And for those of you tonight, please have a restful night and a peaceful sleep, and God bless you all. Thank you again, Amanda. My love to
Paul.
Thanks,
Kathy. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Good night.